This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if Barack Obama actually did target Donald Trump? What if? I'm not saying that he did, but what if? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Welcome, everybody. I spent part of the last hour discussing that very point, asking a very simple question. What if? I don't know what you believe. If most of the conservatives listening to me on this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, believe, indeed, that Donald Trump was targeted. There's little doubt in our minds. Personally, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to give you yours, but I'll tell you mine. I'm 100% certain that Barack Obama and his entire administration worked to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. And I'm not talking about legally. I'm talking about illegally did what they could to thwart Donald Trump from becoming president. And then, once he became president, the remnants of that administration have done all they could to perform a coup to get rid of Donald Trump. That's what I believe. And what I'm asking people to just ask this very simple question. Take all the politics out. Ask yourself, let's just say for the sake of discussion, if Obama targeted Trump and you believe it, what would this stuff look like? And the reason why I pose it this way is because the left refused to believe it. Now, I could refuse to believe it if there weren't a mountain of evidence that suggested otherwise. I looked at the Steele dossier. I understand the origins of it, that a rhino, the rhino Republicans did it because they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump, and the anti-Trump within the Republican or GOP, they were the authors. But then they said, you know what, we're done with it, so they gave it to the Democrats, and Hillary Clinton's campaign took it and ran with it. Then they gave it to the media, and they said, we have to make this legit in order to get it to go where we need it to go. So they gave it to the media, who published it as if it was real. They wanted people to think, oh, this is so real. Look at all this good information. Fabricated information. About the only thing they did was spell Trump's name right. Then the FBI goes, oh my gosh, it's in the media. We need to investigate. So the FBI gets the Steele dossier. They then authenticate it by saying, yes, it's really real and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And so then they say, well, let's tie it to the Russians so we can involve the CIA. If we involve the CIA and the Russians, we can then involve the NSA, and we can do our data gathering, and that will allow us to then take the now authenticated, I'm using my finger quotes, and we can get our FISA court ruling so we can do more. We can do legitimate spying, and then we'll just tie everybody, or we'll get a complicit FBI that will start entrapping people like Flynn and Papadopoulos and many others. And then we'll just, create its own universe. And by the time it's all said and done with the media still, rattling the cage of Americans saying, look at all this mountain of evidence that doesn't exist, we'll make it a big deal. They won't be able to stop the vortex, the tornado, the storm that will have brewed, and that will be the end of Donald Trump. That's how it played out. And then we find that every day. So, again, you can think of this any way you want, but I'm just asking you, just ask yourself this question. If Barack Obama did target Donald Trump with all these different things that I just described, and then you learn that they put a spy in his campaign. Now, former CIA director John Brennan, as well as the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, both deserve scrutiny for their testimonies and media appearances if you go with the idea that Barack Obama did go after Trump. Because in this part of our fictitious scenario where we say Barack Obama did go after Trump, Tapper offers truth as he admitted the FBI spied on the Trump campaign. He said that the FBI planning spies in the Trump campaign was good for Donald Trump. So there's no doubt at this point that the FBI planted one spy at least in the Trump campaign. And there are rumors of even more. Which begs a new question. What if Trump had done this to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? That's a rhetorical question. You don't need to answer it because we all know the answer. Now, I mentioned James Comey had his excuses for the actions of the FBI planning a spy or 10 inside of the Trump campaign. And here's what he tweeted. Facts matter. The FBI's use of confidential human sources, the actual term, is tightly regulated and essential to protecting the country. Attacks on the FBI and lying about its work will do lasting damage to our country. How will Republicans explain this to our grandchildren? I mean, how? I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. Now, I love Comey's condescending definition of a spy. Confidential human sources, in parentheses, the actual term. He's lecturing you on what to deem as a spy. This was not a spy. This was a confidential human source, the actual term. Now, see, that's to give it an air of respectability. It's a confidential human source. Don't think of it. That's like MS-13. They're not gangbangers. They're human beings. Confidential human sources, the actual term. Don't you dare say marriage is between a man and a woman. Marriage can be between anybody, a goat and a monkey, the actual term. That, I mean, it's that crazy. Because what Comey is saying is, no, you can't use the term spy when you're talking about this, because that would reflect badly on us. The FBI doesn't spy on presidents. We confidentially human source them. We don't spy. That's the actual term. Confidential human source. Okay, well, congratulations, James Comey. So I thought, let's retitle a few films using Comey's definition, the actual term. Like the 1965 film, The Confidential Human Source Who Came In From the Cold. You remember this film? What about the James Bond thriller, The Confidential Human Source Who Loved Me? Or more recently, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Confidential Human Source. Now, surely you see the absurdity of Comey's attempt at subterfuge here. Look over there at the confidential human source, because he dare not say the word spy. But let's face it, folks. Spy is what he did. He spied on Donald Trump in the campaign. He lied about Hillary Clinton's role in all of this stuff, the DNC. He's been nothing but a cover man. I've covered this clown for some bit of time now, and I know exactly what Comey is. And I can tell you this, he's in big trouble. More to come, folks. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Oh man, the Democrats are squirming in big trouble, panicking. They don't know what to do. They have weaved this tangled web, and you can't, you know, if you ever messed up a spider web, you can't put it back the way that beautiful spider web, you know, that made that thing. It was gorgeous. Then you go in there and put a stick in it, and you're stuck. And that old spider creeps out and balls you up into a little cocoon, and that's the end of that. And that's what's happening to the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I've asked a very simple question. I want an answer. I talked about it last hour. I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. Then we're going to move on because I want to talk about a few other things. Jack Johnson. I want to talk about trade. I want to talk about Harvard's black graduation, porn cake, lots on the agenda. But I want to talk about what if Barack Obama actually targeted Trump. If you could just go, I know it happened, how would you look at things? Would you look at the media differently if you knew that Obama targeted Trump? Because we've been playing clips in this show talking about Jake Tapper, who, for the record, completely missed, and most of the media did, when Trump says, I was wiretapped. They tried to ridicule the man. It reminds me of his trade policy. Right now, Kevin, how does that remind you of? It reminds me of it in this way. Donald Trump said, We're getting our butts kicked in trade, losing $800 billion a year. And I want to change that. And then he starts working on a trade policy. He gets China to you know, open up their trade, to open up like 183-plus products into China that we can now sell, lower trade tariffs on those products, then negotiate $200 billion off of our almost $400 billion deficit. And people go, well, Donald Trump doesn't know anything about trade. It's only $200 billion. And they start second-guessing. They said nothing when Barack Obama allowed an $800 billion trade deficit and told us, get used to it. But Trump starts solving the problem, and they go, well, it's just really crazy what he's doing over there. He's really making China mad. Well, how mad can they get when they have almost $400 billion in their favor for trade? Exactly what leverage do you have? So Trump starts leveraging them, not just in trade, but in the dealing with North Korea and so on and so forth. And if you want to bring up North Korea, you know, here's Trump. They go, well, the summit is on. Wow, he's going to talk to North Korea. It's terrible that he's going to talk to a dictator. The summit is off. Oh, look at him. No, he can't talk to the dictator. It's like we're watching tennis. It's on again. It's off again. It's on again. It's off again. Then it's back on. And they're like, well, there you go. You know, there's nothing the man can do that's good, but get this. Did Barack Obama arrange to get the war ended in North Korea, in the Koreas, and on the Korean Peninsula? No. Did Barack Obama de-escalate the nuclearization of North Korea? No. In fact, he increased it. What's he done in Iran? And on and on. Trump solving problems, and the left is having a conniption. Yeah, I'm just telling you. So ask yourself, now that we do know that indeed, there's no question about it, indeed, Donald Trump was wiretapped. And then we also know all the other things leading up to it. Now, I know the leftists don't want to believe it because they believe the lies. They believe what MSNBC and all these clowns have told them. But what if Trump, what if Donald Trump is true on all of it? Because we now know with the latest intrigue that the FBI planted a spy into the campaign. Maybe more than one. They solicited other people to try to get them to take things on Hillary Clinton. They literally tried to set up the campaign in the ruse of, this is going to help Donald Trump. We're trying to ferret out those mean, rascally Russians. But when have they looked at Hillary Clinton and all her direct ties to the Russians? The Podestas, working with Manafort, and so on and so forth. Nothing. The new norm for the left, folks, has become spying in a campaign is good as long as you use confidential human sources and not spies. That's what James Comey called them, confidential human sources. Now, you flip this script anywhere you want in the scenario that I've just built and tell me the media and the Democrats aren't demanding Republican hides on their floors and heads for their den walls. And they would be correct to do so. But these clowns want you to believe, they want you to believe that nothing happened to Trump, that Trump is indeed colluding with Russia and everything else is made up. They continue their attempts to convince you that they are cleaner than an operating room. Now, I'm just suggesting that leftists do some soul searching. And they're asked themselves, what if Obama orchestrated all that we see today? What are you going to say to yourselves? Would you rethink Fast and Furious? Would you rethink the other non-scandals that Obama so boastfully claimed didn't happen on his watch, like the IRS scandal, the VA, veterans dying on waiting lists? Would you rethink that? Would you rethink all the Clinton stuff, the Clinton Foundation things, and all the things where Obama said, no, we came out clean as a preacher's sheets? Would you rethink Obama in general? Would you rethink the Democrats in general? Would you rethink the Clintons and their foundation? Would you rethink the DNC and Donna Brazile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Bernie Sanders, how they treated him? And would you rethink the scandal involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers who were with the Muslim Brotherhood? Would you rethink the leftist-run government of the past decade or so? It's a lot to think about, isn't it? What if you're wrong? That's the question. When guys would challenge me, you know, I'm in the street and something comes up, and it would be something frivolous, and a guy like, man, we'll kick your butt. And I go, okay, well, you know, it's a possibility. But I go, but let me ask you this. What, just, you know, not, I'm not trying to make you mad because you're Mr. Tough Guy, but what if you can't do it? I'm just posing it as a question. What if you're thinking you can kick my butt, and within two blows, you realize that you can't? What then? Would you expect me to show mercy? Would you, you know, at that point, you're committed. You know, what are you going to do if, for the sake of discussion, because I'm not trying to say that that's going to happen here, but what if? And I posed this to a few guys, and then I also added this. I said, because here's the thing you should probably be asking yourself right now. Why is this guy not afraid? Why is he not running? Now, I'm talking him down, but I'm asking the Democrats, what if? See, I believe many Democrats are reconsidering their party right now, and I'm telling my conservative audience, this is what's happening. They may not tell you this, but it's true. Many made this leap back in 2016, which led to the election of Donald Trump, ergo the mess the Democrats created. But things are going to get far worse for the party of slavery and oppression, folks. See, I've been posing this as a question, as a joke to you, but the fact is, Obama targeted Trump. And then his deep state swamp rats tried to oust the sitting president. That is the reality for Democrats. And they better come to grips with it sooner rather than later, because that's going to help them to you know, be able to take the blow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Roseanne reboot is no more. ABC canceled Roseanne following Roseanne Barr's racist tweets about former President Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. David Hoppe is the former chief of staff for Congressman Paul Ryan. He explains once again why people need to step back before they send that tweet.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are deplorable. This is just beyond the pale, and they reacted correctly. There's a lot of people, as you pointed out just a minute ago, who are going to suffer for this, who had nothing to do with it because they've lost their jobs now.
Barr also took shots at Chelsea Clinton on Twitter. She did apologize for all the tweets, but the damage had already been done. And finally, classes resumed at a Santa Fe, Texas high school less than 2 weeks after a shooting killed 10 people. The students were greeted with signs saying Santa Fe strong and United we stand. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Upload your naked pictures to Facebook? What could go wrong, right? There was a Facebook post earlier this week. And, it was last week, right? Yeah. And it was from their global head of security, Antigone Davis. And he said the company was updating its pilot program targeting the non-consensual sharing of images on the platform. Rather than having to report an image after it has already been shared around Facebook, the company already has a system in place for reporting and removing these images, and thus, according to CNET, Facebook will let these users upload an image before it's seen by others. So it has to do with porn. Now, here's what I find interesting about this story. First of all, why would Facebook, it's supposed to be a service that lets people connect and find old friends and things like that, be into the porn business? Anyway, this article reads, "Not much comfort for the more than 87 million users worldwide whose data was harvested without their knowledge by Cambridge Analytica." Now, Cambridge Analytica then supposedly used this information to influence the 2016 U.S. elections. Now, translated for me, that Cambridge Analytica had been deemed bad since the company used Facebook as intended, but it helped the Trump campaign. And interestingly, as you guys know and have heard probably from me or others, Facebook gave this data to the Obama campaign 4 years earlier without a peep. Nobody even questioned it. But regardless of what you think about Cambridge Analytica's data breach and the other data breaches of Facebook, given Facebook's history, this latest salvo by the media giant requires a facepalm, because the company whose founder by theft and CEO, who said years ago, and I'm paraphrasing this, "I can't believe these idiots," I think he said effing idiots, "give me their data," now wants the most salacious of your data in the form of nude, naked, butt naked, however, birthday suit pictures. Call it what you want. And yes, you did not misunderstand me. Facebook wants you to load up your porn to the site. Now, it's all for a good cause. It's for the kids, man. It's for the kids. Zuckerberg claims that Facebook is doing this as a preventative measure. He claims Facebook wants to prevent revenge porn by blocking pictures from being used by a scorned lover. It's pre-porn crime prevention, as it were, and it reminds me of that movie, Minority Report, where Tom Cruise worked in the pre-crime unit. You remember this? The ball would roll out and they'd go, you know, I don't know all the details of it, but they'd figure out through this ball who was going to commit the next crime and go solve the crime. The reason why that movie has a special affinity for me is one of my good friends in Hollywood is in it. But anyway, that's what this is. This is pre-crime. We're going to stop the people that you've taken all these nudie pictures with. I'm just wondering if this would work for, say, Stormy Daniels. Just curious. Woo, man. And who will oversee the receipt and review of these pictures? That's what, See, I'm picturing quite a few college frat boys putting their resumes in saying, you know, if there's an opening in that department, I'll do it. According to Facebook, a team of five specially trained reviewers will see the images. Now, here's my question. When I read that, I was like, why do you need to see these images? If I upload my revenge porn prevention pictures, okay, and you go, okay, well, we've got Kevin's, you know, 40,000 revenge porn pictures, you know, and so all you do is you just, you know, 1 through 40,000, and you do what you're going to do. Now, what they do is this thing called hashing. The images get assigned this unique digital fingerprint, and they call it hashing. Now, after the hashing has occurred, the images are stored on a database, and then Facebook, of course, is loaded for beaver. I mean bear. Loaded for bear. That's what I meant to say. Oh, man. So anyway, you load up all your pictures. Somebody looks at them all and gives them hash. They hash them. They call it hashing. They give them a unique digital footprint. Now, here's what I'm saying. If you send it to a special area, like you go, this, you know, Facebook/KevinJackson/pornforhashing.com, why do you need to look at my pictures? Can't you just assign me the hashtag and my unique digital footprint and that be that? So, the reason there's five people who are going to look at these, and I'm sorry, I got a conspirator's mind when it comes to Facebook. Yeah, but you know, hey, if you're like some of my friends, you're already prepping your porn, you're packing its bags, you're going to send it to Facebook boarding school. Yeah, because it's going to be good there. It'll be safe there. It's going to learn lots of new things, and it's going to be unhackable, right? Because it's got this fingerprint to it. Yeah. Let me just tell you how hashing is supposed to work. So if hashing works the way Facebook says, if someone tries to upload the same image that you've uploaded into the porn portion of your Facebook page, which I have no idea why they're doing this, but you can upload to this porn portion of Facebook with the digital fingerprint that's on there from hashing after it's been reviewed by the five people. There are going to be five people reviewing porn on Facebook. I don't know if they have enough, but maybe these guys are real quick at looking at the pictures or whatever and putting the hashing on there. But anyway, so once you do that, then anybody else trying to upload that very same picture of you, it gets caught. It triggers the hashing and it goes, aha, someone's trying to slip us a Mickey. And they say, nope, and it won't. It'll block it so that it doesn't show up on Facebook, Instagram, or Instant Messenger. So it protects all of the Facebook platforms. Now, it got me curious because I'm a technologist. I was curious as to how Facebook plans to ensure that the system will work, given all the ways that images can be manipulated, particularly digital images, because we do it all the time, not with porn. But regular images, because let's say you've got a Getty copyrighted image and it's 1,024 pixels by 860 pixels. You can take that image and you can shrink it down. I can zoom it, if you will, and make it as 800 by 600 and use that part of it. And it doesn't violate the copyright. And it's technically not the same image anymore. So I don't know how the software is going to interpret that. Now, down the road, I get it. More memory and all these other things. Maybe it can, but I'm just saying, these images are easy to manipulate. And you know some prankster is going to try to prove Facebook wrong just for shiggles. And I just ask the question, can you see the lawsuit that's waiting to happen here? Facebook's global head of security Antigone Davis admitted there's no way to 100% match the images. Now, this is Facebook's own peeps saying, you know, as much as we'd like to try, you know, it doesn't always work. And you know it's going to get hacked at some point. So who's going to be the guinea pig to appear in court to identify his or her genitalia? Just saying. If you took a piece of it, let's say you took out the face, like, and you just, okay, we're just going to go in for the, you know, for the money shot. And you got somebody's stuff there, and they go, wait a minute, that's mine. That's mine right there. Like a woman go, those are my breasts. I know those breasts anywhere. Or what if her plastic surgeon says, I know who those are. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do? It's not 100% affected, according to Facebook, but they want to implement it. So my question, once I saw that, I went, well, what is the acceptable ratio for revenge porn? In other words, if Facebook says, look, it's not 100%. Nothing can be 100%, Kevin. Stop trying to be so unrealistic. Okay, Facebook, well, what's realistic? Is 0.1% realistic? Of a million images, can 10,000 of them slip through the cracks? No, that would be 10%, right? No, that's 1%. Yeah, so or 0.1. So with 1,000 images, what about 0.01? With 100 images slipping through the cracks, would that be okay for Facebook? Because I'm curious. I don't know who's going to want to go through this. Would you want to be the one, Your Honor? Those are my genitals, and I brought the originals to prove it. You whip it out. Look, besides the laughable notion of Zuckerberg asking you to trust him with your most intimate information, are the implications of Facebook becoming the world's leader in porn? Who thought this through? Not exactly the branding I think that the stakeholders and the shareholders of Facebook are going to appreciate. And I'm going to tell you, I see a deal with Larry Flint in Facebook's future. But they're piloting this program in Australia. The Aussies are going to beta test it. And I'm curious. Let us know on the show if you're planning to upload your porn. That was a test to see if you had porn.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama pardoned transgendered Bradley Manning, while Donald Trump pardoned Jack Johnson, heavyweight boxing champ, black civil rights icon and inventor. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Jack Johnson, my hero, one of my heroes. Born of freed slaves in 1878, March of 1878, in fact, and Jack Johnson never felt like a slave. His parents could explain slavery to him, but I don't know what it was about Jack Johnson, but he became a maverick when it comes to slavery and the civil rights movement. He's not even thinking about it. I don't think Jack Johnson had a care in the world about, you know, the cause of black people and this or that. It's just he grew up, he put his eye on the prize, and went out to knocking out white boys and dating the girls. I recall seeing the movie, The Great White Hope, where James Earl Jones played Jack Johnson. And I remember thinking, because when I finally got to see Jack Johnson, I thought he looked nothing like James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones is too light to play Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson was, as my grandmother would say, jet black. He was jet black. Looked like two eyes looking at you in the night. You know what I mean? Jet black. Big old bald-headed dude. And I would look at the old footage of Jack Johnson, you know, in the sun, man. I mean, he fought. It was like unlimited rounds. Jack Johnson would fight like 20, 25 rounds and just beat the dog. He beat the white off of white boys. And he would boom, boom, boom. I mean, and that, you know, it was amazing. It was something to see. And I remember my grandparents telling me about this, man, because I didn't know what Jack Johnson, when it was time to watch The Great White Hope, we sat in front of that big piece of furniture in my grandparents' living room on the ranch, and it was, everybody be quiet. And I saw this bon vivant, this, you know, devil may care attitude brother, played by James Earl Jones, dating this white woman. I don't know which of his wives it was, because Jack Johnson was married three times. But my grandparents explained the significance of this man, because you know what made him iconic? Not only was he good at fighting and beating up old, you know, Democrat white guys, and they called the movie The Great White Hope because they wanted some white dude to come knock the black off this man. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They had to get Jack Johnson on a technicality. But I remember watching this movie, and my grandparents were like, the significance of how big of a deal it was that he was dating a white woman back in the day. And, I mean, they'd show him James Earl Jones riding in a convertible and laughing about town and going into places. And everybody, what's up, champ? And he'd be there with his white woman, and nobody gave him grief. But interracial dating, even when I was a young man, it was still a bit of an anomaly. Yeah, to do so required guts, particularly black and white. If you were black dating an Indian or black dating a Hispanic, not so much. Black dating white, big deal, baby. Big deal. And black people, particularly black women, were not keen on the idea, and that remains true to this day. I went to lunch. It was lunch or dinner. At an event, one of my friends, white lady, goes, hey, Kevin, you hungry? Let's go grab a bite. I said, yeah, because we were both late getting there. I said, sure, no problem. We go to a place, no lie. Two black women giving me the evil eye, like, what? And I'm like, y'all don't even know what's going on. I'm not dating this woman. But they're mean mugging me, giving me the evil eye. Look at you over there with your white woman, Jack Johnson. Yeah. I just laughed at him. I giggled. I did what Jack Johnson would have done. Ha, 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 ha. Beat him up. No, I'm kidding. I didn't beat him up. Anyway, my aunt, I remember my aunt saying this. She defiantly said, if any of her children dated, quote, outside they race, not their race, they race, she said, I'll disown them. And two of her sons dated Filipino women, didn't date them, married Filipino women. She got little old Filipino, a lot of old grandchildren over there. My grandmother was a bit more lenient, more tolerant. She said, if you're going to date outside your race, baby, don't date no ugly girl. And one of her sons married not one, but two white women. Yes, both ugly. Sorry, Diane. Sorry, Sharon. It's just the truth. I have to tell the people the truth. They don't know who you are. Be quiet. But both my aunt and my grandmother eventually adjusted. Actually, they loved their daughters-in-laws. Jack Johnson dated white women, married outside his race, vexed many blacks of the day. Let me tell you why. They felt Jack Johnson was putting too much of a spotlight on them. Jack Johnson would come somewhere with his white woman and the Ku Klux Klan. Those Democrats would get mad. Don't all you black colored, you colored folks think you can go around dating white women? We got to hang somebody. Make it a point to let them know. Stay in your place. And Jack Johnson just ran around. What place? Somebody tell me, There is no box for a guy like Jack Johnson. He didn't care if he liked this white woman, he dated the white woman. He didn't care about the Klan, nothing, because he was bigger than life, knocking out old white boys. Today, Jack Johnson would be called an Uncle Tom. See, I saw Jack Johnson's dating of white women. Not that I don't really care. I'm focusing on race because it's a critical piece of what I'm talking about today, folks. But I saw what he did in that time in history as him being a maverick and him saying, I don't care about convention. I don't care what society says I'm supposed to do. That took courage. He shoved racism in the face of the white Democrats and he lived life on his own terms. He would not be made a spectacle of. He was a human being, not like fathead Roland Martin, where he was three-fifths human. He was all human. And he lived a life bigger than any human because he lived it on his terms in a time when it could have gotten him killed. I'm convinced, folks, if Jack Johnson were alive today, he would be disgusted with the state of black America. And I take heart in knowing that Jack Johnson would look at the work that I do and he'd say, that Kevin Jackson, that's the dude I want to meet. And then me and Jack would get together and we would have, drinks and toast each other. Well, champ, you going to give me some tickets to your fight? And he'd say, Kevin, I got you 4 tickets. You bring all the white folks you want. You can bring 3 white people. Shoot. I say, cool, Jack. You know, he's bald headed, too. So we have that in common. When I learned that Donald Trump, President Trump, was considering granting Jack Johnson a posthumous pardon, it tickled me. And when he did it, I was even more tickled. It's something that dumb butt Barack Obama should have done. But instead, President Trump had more interest in righting the wrongs of Democrats than Barack Obama, who was all too happy to give a pardon to a transsexual, Bradley Manning. That meant more to him. Trump tweeted, Sylvester Stallone called me with the story of heavyweight boxing champion Jack Johnson. His trials and tribulations were great, his life complex and controversial. Others have looked this over for years, most thought it would be done, but yes, I'm considering a full pardon. And he gave it to him. Jack Johnson violated the Mann Act, M-A-N-N. Look it up. If you don't know what it is, let me just tell you real quick. The Mann Act said you can't be taking women across state lines for the purposes of immoral acts. And so the Democrats of the day said, if we can't beat this Negro in the ring, we'll wait. So they camped out at a state line, and when Jack Johnson crossed the state line with his white woman, they arrested him and put him in prison in violation of the Mann Act because they were saying he was immorally being with this white woman. Now, Jack Johnson could have avoided all this. If he'd married a black woman, he'd be a civil rights icon, and I even believe Barack Obama would have pardoned him. But because Jack Johnson was married to white women, but Barack Obama didn't want to touch it. He's like, oh, no, 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 not me. The Mann Act, meant to stop people from transporting women for the sake of prostitution, sex trafficking. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would have loved to have lived in the era of Jack Johnson, because the pride I would have felt as he knocked out white racist Democrat after white racist Democrat and sported around America and elsewhere, rubbing white women in the face of these very same racists, a man who didn't feel like a slave, just like Kevin Jackson. And I'm not comparing myself to him, but I feel much the same. Because societal convention won't break me. Quite the contrary, folks. I break societal convention. He would be an Uncle Tom today. Blacks would ostracize Johnson for dating white women. And Johnson would ignore him. He'd laugh in their faces. He'd just push him away. Say, think what you want to think. I don't care what you think. The same way I think. I don't give a crap what you think about who I date, who are my friends, what I tweet. There was much more to Jack Johnson than being a brute. He was an inventor. First black heavyweight boxing champion, but he was an inventor and an entrepreneur. Did his boxing help him invent? I don't know. His counterpunching? Did the fact that he could play 2 musical instruments help him? Was it his self-confidence? I don't know, but I know this. He held patents. He was multidimensional, a Renaissance man. And now, posthumously, he and his family can say, he was just a regular American citizen and a great one.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.